An argument I have heard is this: when the Dakota came to Minnesota, they displaced the Cheyenne. So the land has a long history of different inhabitants, for lack of a better word. So therefore, when the Dakota were moved by both the Ojibwe and the European settlers in the 1850s and 1860s, it was just a natural sort of transformation. So it's not that it was good for the Dakota people, but it was just the way that history sort of moved. What would you say to that?
I would say they have their stories, and there's some motivation in terms of why they say that, is to disconnect the Dakota people from this location. But what we have is factual information in terms of our creation account happened here between the confluence of the Mississippi River and Minnesota River and in the rivers that come here. This is where our creation began. So we were created here by God. And so I think that in a sense, many voices say otherwise, but we ourselves believe the truth, which the truth is we were created here. This is where our DNA has been, so that no matter what happened in the past, of course, you know, we always come back to Minnesota. And this is our ancient homeland. For example, we have a lot of Dakotas, but because they're exiled, they don't come here. But their hearts and minds and their spirit still is connected here because it's the birthplace of the Dakota people. Wherever you're born, it's a sacred place. And so when we come back to this place, of course, the spirits are happy to see us. And they say certain things to us, or they have connection with us. And it's a humble experience, but also an affirmation from God saying, my son or my daughter. And when God says, my son or my daughter, welcome home, what can you say?
When you describe the place where the creation story is set, would it be accurate to try to describe it to a non-Dakota person as the equivalent of the Holy Land in Jerusalem, for example? Is that a good parallel?
I think a more accurate parallel will be the Old Testament Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve had direct contact with God, and God placed them there. And so I think that when God placed us here, confluence of the rivers, it was kind of like a Garden of Eden. So I would say that it's comparable to the Garden of Eden, not necessarily Jerusalem.